29 minutes after 5 South African time, the 15th of Dhul-Hijjah 1442. Let's welcome our beloved Ustad early this Monday morning. Ustad, welcome to the program. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan, Brother Riyaz Hussain. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Alhamdulillah, today with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, we focus on chapter 16, Surah Nahl, and verses 12 and 13. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala created this entire universe in 6 days, starting on a Saturday and completing it on a Thursday. And on a Friday, Almighty Allah created the masterpiece, Nabi Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, because he is a human being, will be the best of Almighty Allah's creation. And then the prophets and messengers are the best of the best. And Imamul Anbiya wal Mursaleen, the master, Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was, is, will always be the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So see what Almighty Allah says regarding me and you, we ordinary mortals. وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمُ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ وَالشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرِ. He, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, subjugated for your benefit. And He, Almighty Allah, made it subservient for your benefit. You see, human being, Allah loves us so much, the entire universe is created for my benefit, your benefit, human being's benefit. وَالَّذِي خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا. Whatever Almighty Allah created is for your benefit. But then you can counter-argue and say, but certain things are haram and unlawful. For example, Muslim cannot have wine and swine and so forth. So that also, we will say, is a lesson for us to learn, that certain things Almighty Allah said, we must abstain and refrain. وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمُ اللَّيْلِ. And He, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, subjugated for your benefit the night and the day. Night is mentioned first. You know, tonight will be the 16th, that is of Dhul-Hijjah. So the night precedes the day. Hence we have Layla wa Nahar. So Almighty Allah subjugated for your benefit the night and the day. وَالشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرُ. The sun and the moon. Everybody knows the sun is much superior. It illuminates much more compared to the moon. وَالْقَمَرُ. Do you know the word Qamar? Chapter 54. Therefore, gambling is called Qibar. So, the waxing and the waning of the moon. So, remember that last night, the previous night was 14th night. So, what do we say? Laylatul Badr. So, that is the full moon. When it is the new moon and crescent, you call it Hilal. The richness, the glory, the beauty of the Arabic language, every 3 nights, the name of the moon, it changes. So therefore, it's called Qamar, the increase and the decrease, the waxing and the waning of the moon. And if you study and juxtapose and compare that with English, you will find what words English has. English will tell you moon and quarter moon and half moon and full moon. But they won't have different words. So that is the richness, the beauty, the glory of the Arabic language. وَالنُّجُومُ مُسَخَّرَاتٌ بِأَمْرِي. And the stars, just look up. and see that the millions of stars, and they beautify the sky. Inna zayyanna samaa ad-dunya bi-sawbi masabih. So remember Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala bi zinatin al-kawakib. Almighty Allah beautified it with the stars and so forth. So we must remember that Almighty Allah is teaching us that every creation, there is a purpose behind it. Tafakkaru fi khalqillah. Some people say this hadith, it's not authentic. So we will rather say it is a saying of ulama. Tafakkaru fi khalqillah. Wonder, ponder in the creation of Almighty Allah. Wala تَفَكَّرُوا فِي اللَّهِ. Don't wonder, ponder, remember in the Zat, in the essence of Almighty Allah. We with our little puny brains, how can we comprehend and perceive the majesty, the grandeur, the sovereignty, authority of Almighty Allah? It's beyond human comprehension and perception. وَالنُّجُومُ and the stars. وَالنَّجْمِ Surah 53. So the stars will fall, but Allah will never let Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam Islam fall. Yes, you will get people who are subverting Islam, scholars for dollars, all you will find. But remember, Islam will always reign supreme. People will come and go. وَالنُّجُومُ مُسَخَّرَاتٌ بِأَمْرِهِ And the stars, Almighty Allah subjugated it with His commandment. So it is His command only that we see the millions and billions of stars. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَأْكِلُونَ Verily in that there are signs for a people who have intelligence, intellect. When you defend Islam, when you propagate through Islam, you are, you know, promoting pristine Islam, then those are the people who are intelligent, intellect. Those who are subverting Islam, remember, they can have all the degrees and so forth. As far as Islam goes, they are sufaha, they are fools and idiots. That is what Quran Sharif teaches us. Therefore, we seek protection from them. وَمَا ذَرَأَ لَكُمْ and وَمَا خَلَقَ لَكُمْ ذَرَأَ and whatever Almighty Allah created for your benefit fil ardi, on this land, on the sand, on this earth, مُخْتَلِفًا أَلْوَانُ and you see the different shades, the different colors. So that is the kaleidoscope of the colors, showing us the majesty, greatness of Almighty Allah, diversity in unity and unity in diversity. Take one simple, easy example. Every adult, every female, child can understand it. It rains. So what happens to the grass? It becomes much more greener, much more impressive. You look at the farmer, how he's smiling November, December, January, when he looks at his farm and plantation in its glory. So that becomes greener. You look at your orchards, you look at your farms, you look at your gardens, and you will see the kaleidoscope of colors, whether it is the red roses, whether it is the green flowers, whether it is the ones with the blue and pink and what have you. So many different colors. So who is doing all that? Which government, which organization can do that? So diversity in unity and unity in diversity. Everything is showing us the majesty, the grandeur, the authority, sovereignty of Almighty Allah. Inna fi dhalika la'ayatan liqawmin yadhakkarun. Indeed, in that there are signs and symbols for a people who receive admonishment. When we want to receive admonishment, we are sincere, we cry, we beg to Almighty Allah, then Almighty Allah shows us so many things. You open the tap and you keep the cup, the glass, facing the tap, and it's facing the right direction, so it will get filled. So our hearts will get saturated with hidayat, with nur, radiance, effulgence, when we go in the right direction. But remember that when we go in the wrong direction, then we have opened the tap full blast, but the glass, the cup is upside down. So therefore you take upside down decisions and become disgraced in this world and in the year after. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala protect us from Iblis, Shaitan and all his agents among human beings and the jinn. One, two announcements, inshallah. Today we will have the tafsir between 1 and 2, inshallah al-Aziz. 2 to half past 2, we will have the report back. And this past week was very, very interesting. Many issues, but we entitled it the trip to Trichardt. And then 8 to 10 tonight will be Q&A, inshallah, on Radio Al-Ansar International and on Sirius FM and Merkaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Alhamdulillah, brothers, sisters, children, we at level 3 now. The masajid are open. No one has any excuse. You the man, you got a lot of time still. So make sure you go to the masjid and read your salat there. And don't read salat at home unless you are old, you are sickly, you have a valid excuse. Second one, remember you, the ladies, continue making dua that Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala protects our masajid, Ameen. Protects the Haramain Sharifain, Masjidul Aqsa, and all our masajid throughout the world. And Allah Ta'ala give tawfiq to the trustees, to the imams, and all of them to open the masajid, which they have closed for weeks and weeks and months and months in some instances. May Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala have mercy on us, and may Almighty Allah keep our masajid open forever. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen.
Ustaz, we got a new listener. Is Brother Shadab. He's from India, but of course living here in South Africa. He says, Mufti Saab, Modi asking for apology to entire nation. His full report card of Modi is out now. You will be shocked to see how India has changed in last 5 years. I am Shadab, Ustad.
Bahut acha mere bhai Shadab, aap to Hindustan ke hai, India ke hai. To hamare liye koi baais taajub nahi. Main khud dekh chuka hu uska. Agar aap jo hai Quran Sharif ka mutala farmaye, ye lik dijiye mere bhai, bhai Shadab. Surah number 5, Surah Maida, aur ayat number 82. To Allah Jalla wala ne farmaya, latajidanna ashaddan nasi adawatan lilladhina amanu alyahud walladhina ashraku. Tumhara sakhtareen dushman jo adawat kar raha hai tumhare khilaf, musalman Islam ke khilaf, Yahudi hai aur mushrik hai. To yahi log to mushrik hai, pooja karte hai apne jo hai sab cheeze ki. To ye wajah hai ki hamare liye ye baais e taajub nahi. Allah Ta'ala isko aur zaleel aur khwar karenge. To jab ke jo hai usne samjha ki main Arab mamalik ke saath jo hai bahut achhi dosti hai wagaira jo hai. تو اللہ تعالیٰ ان کو بھی ذلیل اور خوار کریں گے اور تمہارا والے کو بھی جو ہے ذلیل اور خوار کریں گے. Now, maybe you understood nothing was going on there. The brother asked the question. He said he's from India originally, settled in South Africa, and he said that the report card is out on Modi. So it went on social media, so many people sent it to me. I saw it before that also anyway. So I explained to him in his mother tongue, you know, Urdu, Hindi, whatever you, that you must remember, for us is nothing surprising. You must remember any person who reads, studies and understands the noble Quran, the message of Almighty Allah for all times, all places and circumstances. Chapter 5, verse 82, Latajidanna, you will find now, you will find in the future. Ashadda an-nasi adawa, the people who are the worst enemies of the Muslims, lilladhina amanu al-yahuda walladhina ashraku, are the Jews and the idol worshippers. Yes, you must remember, you might get few of them who are fair and just, but majority of them are your enemies, remember that. And you know, since the BJP came into power 2014 and so forth, that was their aim. You must remember to tell the Muslims of India that jao jao Pakistan, jao jao Kabristan. That either you pack up and go to Pakistan, if you want to stay here and you want to remain Muslim, then we will put you in the Kabristan, in the graveyard. So remember that the Jewish apartheid, the rogue terrorist regime of Israel, same thing they're doing. You must remember ethnic cleansing, destroying the very infrastructure of the Palestinians in the occupied territories. And now if you just just read yesterday's papers, and if you understood what the real politics is, America is getting weaker and weaker, and that's very, very concerning for the rogue apartheid regime of Israel. Yesterday's, go read the newspaper, Haaretz and so forth, and you will find all these things here. So you must remember, second one, yeah, there's Moody. He thought that he will get the tinpot dictators in the Arab countries. They will give him prizes and so forth. But you must remember, Allah ki lati be awaz hai. When the stick of Almighty Allah hits, then none can save you. So it's much more humiliation still to come upon him and his people. Remember that. So they also, that's what they want to do, ethnic cleansing. And remember, the Muslims who are 20-25% of the population are treated as second, third, fourth class citizens, just like Palestine. So remember, for us is nothing surprising. Allah, he will disgrace them forever.
Ameen.
Anybody promoting batil, falsehood, whether they got Muslim name or non-Muslim name, for them, you must remember, is humiliation and disgrace in this world and the year after. And the Quran Sharif states, وَمَنْ يُهِنِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ مُكْرِيمٍ. When Almighty Allah disgraces any person, look at the rulers today. So remember, Muslim countries, Arab countries. So look at the politicians, look at the crooked Maulvis. So how, when Almighty Allah humiliates you? So you must remember, there's none to give you honor. You can do what you want to, but Allah has his system. And فَلَنْ تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَبْدِيلًا. So you won't find a change in the system of Almighty Allah. It is for all times, all the places, and all circumstances. So always remember this verse, وَمَنْ يُهِنِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ مُكْرِيمٍ. When Almighty Allah disgraces a person, an organization, a people, none can give them honor. Chapter 22 and verse number 18.
I see Brother Shaddab says, بہت شکریہ استاد.
Yeah, mashallah, جو بھی سوال آپ کے دل دماغ میں ہو آپ ضرور پوچھ لیے. Mashallah, ahlan wa sahlan. ہمارا پروگرام ہر روز آپ سن لیجئے mashallah اسی ٹائم.
I see a sister from a World Bank, Ustad, anonymous sister says, Mufti sahab, you forgot to thank our beloved lawyers who stood for our deen, Ustad.
I thank them. I don't know where you were. Go listen to my clip of 16 of minutes and so of yesterday. I even took their names. I thank, remember, our attorney Zumar, Zahir Umar. I even thank Abu Bakr Umar, his illustrious son. He's an advocate. I thank Firoz Bouda, our senior counsel. So many of them I thank. Go listen to it properly, sister. Maybe you're suffering from selective amnesia.
Somebody says, Ustad, two-faced people. Is it okay to be their friends, Ustad, anonymous brother?
The friends of the court, to be friends of them is shaitaniyat. Understand what Quran says. When people become friends of the court to close the masjid, when people become friends of the court to subvert Islam, for you to become friends of them, listen to what Quran Kareem states. Listen to what the ahadith of Mustafa rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says. Today you got so many people, some Maulvis, I have to tell them on their faces, you know, that you guys sit on the fence, you're committing an offense. But they got no sharam, no haya, you know. So when you don't have sharam, haya, modesty, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا لَمْ تَسْتَحْيِي فَاسْنَعْ مَا شِئْتَ. When you don't have shame and haya, then remember, you will do whatever you want to. That's where they are. You must remember that. Now you want to become the friends of the court. So see what Allah says. Surah 4, Surah Nisa. Why they do all these things? The boot licking goes on with the politicians. So ayabataghuna indahumul izzah. Do they want honor? Do they want power by these enemies of Islam? For innal izzata lillahi jami'a. Honor, dignity comes from Almighty Allah Jalla Wala alone. Surah 4, chapter 4, verse 139. So there you can see. In verse 140, in the ending, Allah says, when you join these people, you join the friends of the court, you become friends of the court, and so forth. So remember, then you are innakum idham mithluhum. You are just like them. You are guilty of a major offense. Inna Allah jami'ul munafiqeen wal kafireen fi jahannam jami'a. Verily, Allah will assemble the hypocrites and non-Muslims, the whole happy lot in Jahannam. Chapter 4, verse 140. So that is where what Islam teaches us. Absolutely haram. That's why I told you yesterday, I'm telling you for past 1 year now and more, to give them money, to support them, to be friends of them, all have, not to read salat behind them, not permissible. So remember, we don't curry favor with any person, any politician, any government, none. Deen of Islam is very independent. Remember that. Number two, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, authentic hadith, Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad, Al-mar'u ma'a man ahabba, a person will be with whomsoever he loves. So you love them, so you continue being the friends of the friends of the court. You will wake up with them and end up in Jahannam. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hadith, man kathara sawada qawmin fawa minhum, who inflates their numbers, you join them in their collections, you join them in their meals, you join them in their meetings and make GGG, you can't speak against them, then you are guilty of the same crime, you must like their crime, you are an accomplice in this crime. The hadith in Kanzul Umal, the hadith in Musnad Abi Awana, and remember Quran Sharif teaches us Surah 5, verse number 2, وَلَا تَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْأُدْوَانِ. Do not cooperate in sin and transgression.
I see a new listener says here, this is Brother Elvin. He says, good morning, sir. I just need to know from you. My beloved dad died as a Muslim yesterday. What is the burial procedure and how do we distribute his belongings? Elvin, Ustad.
Thank you very much, my brother Elvin. When your father passed away as a Muslim, inshallah, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah, Allah Jalla Wala will enter him into paradise. So that will give you some consolation. When a Muslim person passes away, brother Elvin, this is what must be done in sequence. Number one, the burial expenses. So whoever that undertook the burial and so forth, the hearse and what have you, so you have to settle their debts and so forth. Number two, the debts of the deceased. So that is personal debts, corporate business debts. So all that must be paid immediately, as soon as possible to the creditors. And remember, justice delayed is justice denied. Third one is wasiyah, to bequeath. So if the person verbally, there are witnesses, or in writing, and he said that give this organization, that organization, or that person. But those people are not heirs of the deceased, so maximum 1/3 of the net estate. So that will be the third point. The fourth one will be the shares of the heirs. My brother Elvin, you must remember one principle here. And the principle is this. If the person who passed away, let's say one son of his is a Muslim and the daughter is non-Muslim, or vice versa, that the son is non-Muslim and the daughter is Muslim, so only the Muslims will inherit. Remember that the non-Muslims will not inherit. La yarithul muslimul kafir wal kafirul muslim is authentic hadith of the Master alayhi salatu salam in Tirmidhi, Mishkat, Musnad Ahmad. So non-Muslims will not inherit from a Muslim, and a Muslim will not inherit from a non-Muslim. So you need to take cognizance of all these issues, and remember that any other thing you want to know regarding this, you can send me a WhatsApp message, 071-888-1184, regarding the estate of your late father. We make dua for him. We pray to Allah, Rabbana fil lana, wa li ikhwanina alladhina sabakuna bil iman. Ya Allah, forgive us. Forgive our brothers, sisters who passed away before us with iman, with Islam. So inshallah, Allah will forgive them. So write down the number, brother Elvin, 071-888-1184.
I see there's a listener says, Ustad, he doesn't want his name to be mentioned. You can address him as Mr. G. He says, good morning, sir. I married my wife 30 years ago. I just came to find out now that she is my blood sister. We were separated at birth when I was kidnapped. We have 4 children. Is she still my wife? Mr. G, Ustad.
Mr. G, first and foremost, Dad, let us just understand this issue from an Islamic perspective, and then from a non-Muslim perspective, I'll explain to you what to do. So from an Islamic perspective, you must remember, you married your wife, right? We will call her your wife, 30 years ago. And you have children, for example. So remember, in Islam, all those children, everybody will be halal children. Their lineage and nasab will go to you, the father, and so forth. Because both of you were totally unaware that you are siblings and so forth and so on, because of some real extreme circumstances, unknown to you and so forth. So what you need to do is immediately now you must separate. It is obvious you can't be committing incest and so forth. That is, now you know that this is your sibling, this is your brother, this is your sister, and so forth and so on. So immediately you must separate, and there's no marriage now between you and her. But if you give talaq, divorce as a precautionary and so forth, so that's fine. So that is what Islam will say. But the lineage will go to you, where because there was shuba and doubt and so forth. Non-Muslim, obviously incest, you must remember, is unlawful, unacceptable and so forth. So you must now contact your lawyers, your legal eagles and so forth, that what happens in a case like this regarding inheritance and all these type of issues. From Islamic perspective, I gave you, is very, very straightforward. But remember, from the Western or the South African law, our normal laws and so forth. So the finer details, you will have to contact them. They will give you all those details. But common sense will tell us you can no more love as husband wife when you are siblings. So that is, remember, my advice to you. And remember, there will be no sin really speaking upon you, because both of you were totally kept in the dark and you were not even aware what had happened. So therefore, it happens sometimes that, you know, all Allah knows best. So just separate immediately and remember, pacify your children and console them as well.
Ustad, a brother wants to know what's the latest in Gaza. Ustad.
Remember that, alhamdulillah, in Palestine, our Palestinian brothers, sisters, children, they realize that the United Nations are sellouts. America will not help them. America got a good whooping and a thrashing there in Afghanistan. So to save some face, now they start launching some attacks, you know, and so forth. Taliban are going to control the whole of Afghanistan in few months' time, and they fooling the Afghan government of Ashraf Ghani and them, telling them, no, we are going to be there and so forth. How are you going to be there after 20 years when you could not even inform them? You ran away from the battlefield. And remember, you lost $2 trillion, humiliated, disgrace. So therefore, you must remember that that is their policy. Kissinger said it in those days. I was a young boy and I still remember. He says, America, we don't have friends. We have interest. We will use you and we will drop you. He didn't say it in so many words, but that was understood, you know. So that's what they always do. That is their foreign policy. So that is what was happening. I told you, see, when I told you last year, America will get the whooping. I see these Americans are no more phoning now and asking questions. Because why? Now they silence, you see. Because now they know what AK said is 100% the truth. We don't talk from our thumb, you know. We speak from Quran Sharif. We speak from Sunnah Mubarakah. We don't curry favor with any person. So you must remember these type of things here. This is what will happen, Inshallah al-Aziz. America will fall after their whooping of in Afghanistan, just like the Soviet Union got disintegrated. So they also already 66%, 67%. 10%, two-thirds of the Republican Party, they want to secede and walk out of America and have their own country. You can go read up if you know what is the real politics. Once America gets weaker, Israel falls, then the Arab tenpot dictators, like domino effect, one by one will fall also. So that is the system of Allah. When you are on batil, innal batila kana zahuqa. You know Margaret Thatcher, the Iron Lady, in 1983, she said that the majority here in South Africa are dreaming of taking over South Africa, meaning white minority regime, apartheid regime is too strong. In 1994, you saw what happened. So same thing. Quick, you will see the turn of events, insha'Allahul Aziz.
I see Alan says, you're quite right, AK. I was against you once upon a time speaking about Americans. Now I totally agree. And he says, thumbs up. Alan Ustad.
I got no problem with you, my brother Alan. My advice to you, brotherly advice, always stand with the truth, whether you're in a majority or minority. That is irrespective. You know, in this world, whether it's America, whether it's Europe, whether it's where Muslim, Arab countries, any country, masses are asses. You must remember that. One day they'll be with you, one day they'll be against you. So you don't worry about that. You must defend the truth, propagate the truth, and don't fear anything. This is the final advice I give you for today. Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, and address Abu Dharr radiallahu an, authentic hadith, Qulil haqqa wa law kana murra. Ya Abu Dharr, you must speak the truth and speak always the truth, even though the truth is very, very bitter. So that is where we stand, and that is what we advocate and promote. May Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala let the ulama-i haqqani, the ulama-i rabbani, be always successful.
Ameen.
And the friends of the court and the sellouts, Almighty Allah always humiliate and disgrace them unless they make public tawbah and repent. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.